First vantage point, then, the middle of the 6th century, the reign of the Emperor Justinian. He reigned from 527 until 565. A long reign, to be sure, and one, I think, which will provide us with some initial hints about the way things were developing in the East Roman Empire. First of all, we can say that Justinian waged a series of wars against the Vandals, against the Ostrogoths, against the Visigoths, particularly those Visigoths in Spain, peoples whom we met in one of our lectures on late antiquity, to whom we'll return in our next lecture, so we needn't tarry over them now. But suffice it to say, Justinian, not personally, but through his generals, waged a series of campaigns against the peoples who had taken North Africa, Italy, and Spain in an attempt, a vain attempt in the end, but an attempt all the same to recover Rome's lost western provinces. We can see very clearly that insofar as these campaigns were not fully successful, Constantinople's sphere of influence was being effectively reduced to the eastern Mediterranean. But the very fact that Justinian waged these campaigns in the West indicates that to him it was desirable and perhaps attainable to recover Rome's lost imperial glory. The imperial administration and finances were massively reformed in Justinian's time, the first major reforms of this kind since the days of Diocletian and Constantine. In other words, since about 2 centuries. We can see, in retrospect, that a new kind of regime, with a less civilian character, with a more military character, was emerging. Put in slightly different terms, Rome had always attempted to maintain the notion of a very strict separation between civilian and military power. Now, we saw that the late Roman Empire was in many respects an armed camp. We saw that the early Roman Empire, the Augustan Principate, was in some ways a paradox at its very heart, because it was a magistracy, and at the same time it was a military dictatorship. But in theory, the Romans sharply differentiated between civilian and military power. We can see again in retrospect that beginning in the time of Justinian, that separation is being eroded, and perhaps indeed eroded permanently. And it's being eroded not on the side of traditional civilian rule, but on the side of military rule. Justinian issued between the years 529 and 533, in a series of different books, in a series of different collections, the Corpus Juris Civilis, the body of civil law. A man by the name of Tribonian was the chief legist, was the chief jurist, the chief sort of a lawyer who worked on putting this massive legal collection together. Now, there had been, in the time of the Emperor Theodosius, in the fifth century, a substantial revision of Roman law, which we call the Theodosian Code. So from one point of view, we can put Justinian into a longer tradition of reforms, of collecting, reforming, studying, analyzing, streamlining Roman law. But Justinian's was the last great ancient collection and analysis of Roman law. Now, he issued it in a whole series of different collections, the Codex, the body of the law as a whole, Digest, the books for the law schools, effectively, the Novella, which were the collections of new laws being issued, and so on. So it was issued, it wasn't simply one big book, it was a series of different items with slightly different intentions, slightly different focus. We can say of this that it has actually been, perhaps, the most influential legal collection in human history. That's a bold claim, but it is indeed, I think, a fair one. There are some ironies in the Corpus Juris Civilis. It was issued in Latin and had almost immediately to be translated into Greek in order to be useful in the Eastern Roman world. So even as Justinian was looking back to the wellsprings of Roman law, and what is more Roman than law? What more traditional than Roman law? He is preparing a collection in Latin which has to be turned into Greek in order to be useful. We can see, in other words, that his world is becoming increasingly a Greek world and not a Latin world. So if Latin means Roman, or Roman means Latin, something is indeed changing.